Now on to item eight, consider and take possible action to authorize the CEO to execute an agreement with Avenue Insights and Analytics for digitization services. Gail.
Yes, so Sarah would like to increase data security, and also in anticipation of our upcoming move, we would like to take some of our microfiche and microfilm records and have them digitized into becoming electronic records.
And I think this is going forward too, right? All the stuff that's
this is old historical data.
Right, and then
they're not giving us microfiche anymore. This is for historical records.
Okay, and then going forward, it's all going to be digital.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and it has been.
Right. Okay.
For a while.
That's all I'm doing.
I support the recommendation, but just tell me what happens to the past microfiche and microfilm. Is it kept in deep archives, or is it destroyed, or what do we do?
The plan would be to destroy it after
it would be
it's
to
been,
destroy it.
And there's a QA process and all of that before.
I mean, some spot checking and to make sure that the process has recorded all the material.
Yeah.
Any concern that when the power goes out at some future date and the inventory disappears, that
well,
gee, that's frightening, John.
Well, and if the power does go out, we do have a backup plan, and we do have other items in place if our power does go out.
Hopefully, PG&E is not covering both.
Yeah, and so it's been a while since we've received the records in this type of format, so.
So I had a question. I was struck by
the
amount. I didn't know what it would take, and I wondered what other systems do, because like a lot of businesses have a 5 or 7 year records retention policy, right, for what have you, memos and emails and so on. Obviously ours is for the long game, right, because we're covering a person's employment life and so on. Any idea, just off in general, what other systems do? Have they converted? Have they not? Do we know?
I know that some have converted, that they're not, you know, keeping boxes of microfiche and that type of thing. Yeah.
I actually remember what microfiche is. I used to when I worked for the county for a while.
Or at the library, back in the days in the public library.
Yeah. Are you serious? You remember what Sanskrit was. So it's
kind of.
And we did get three proposals.
Only one person got that.
You know, what's out there. What's the value we'd receive, and how much would it be?
Okay.
What were the proposal ranges on price?
More.
A lot more? That's a curiosity question.
I don't have off the top of my head, okay. But yeah, there was a wide range there. And it was, obviously, we always are concerned with the cost, but it's also important to make sure that we have a good vendor who's able and equipped to do what we need them to do. And we found that Avenue was that for us.
Gail, is there a requirement that all this has to be kept in perpetuity? All these records have to be kept forever?
Is there
a cutoff date? I mean, how far back do these records go?
The records go back pretty far.
I mean, over 20 years?
So typically you don't keep records in perpetuity.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. That's why
we have records retention policies and that type of thing. We are, as Scott mentioned, we are a little different because we're our pension system. And, you know, we have folks with 30 years of employment or more, and so.
I guess what I was getting at, is it possible to eliminate some of that we don't need, but so you don't have to convert it if you don't really need it?
That's a good question. I think that for us to go through, and because there's many, many records on one piece of film, to be able to go through and slice and dice. I mean, we haven't done that assessment, but I would think that to do that and slice and dice which ones we need and which, you know, that would probably end up costing.
I forgot, now that I think back, that Scott was talking about the microfiche searches, that's pretty bad.
I was the guy, Mike, that sat in front of the machine and fed the paper in, right? And then the microfiche, you know, would image it and then put it on that crazy little film strip.
Presumably,
but the records are all good,
like
the ones
this.
That I did.
There's no concern.
A vendor has a recommended policy that they go through for spot checking? I mean, they don't just say, take our word for it, it's done. Do they have recommendations as to how many spot checks you do or how many comparisons you do, just as a representative sample to make sure that it's been done? I mean, I wouldn't expect every microfiche page to be verified, but a sampling would be make some sense to me. So I don't know what the process would be, but they've done it before. Obviously, they claim to have 3,000 other municipalities that they provide similar services for nationwide.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there has been a change. I think a lot of stuff now used to have like checks. You had to have a paper copy, but that's all digitized these days, and also acceptable to virtually all the interested parties that I'm aware of. That's an acceptable facsimile of the, and I assume that applies to us too. But it doesn't have to be original copies or photo copies of originals.
When it comes to the information that's on the microfiche, it's perfectly fine to put it into an electronic format.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
The horse is pretty well worked over.
So this is an action item.
Any other question?
Is there a...
I'll move the recommendation.
Second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, roll call vote on this. Trustee Watts?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Smithy?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Finley?
Aye.
Motion passes 9-0. Thanks, Gail. Okay, I...